Welcome to Menawaker Studios Flash Fiction Podcast. I'm C.B. Darogi. This week, Better Me by Eric Fomley. Lynn sits on the examination table, bouncing his leg as he stares through the frosted glass on the far wall. His Better Me rests in cold sleep, a white sheet draped over the perfected flesh. A sinking feeling settles in Lynn's guts. He has what I never could. Two staccato knocks on the door. Dr. Franklin enters, masked and gloved, with an assistant nurse trailing behind. "Are you ready?" she asks. Her voice is soft, steady. Lynn shakes his head. "No." The doctor turns and nods to her assistant, who promptly leaves. She shuts the door and pulls a stool from under the desk, positioning herself in front of Lynn. She pulls her mask from her wrinkled face and lets it dangle around her neck. Her brown eyes are kind, understanding. "What's holding you back?" Dr. Franklin asks. "The procedure is painless. You won't feel a thing." Lynn shakes his head a second time. "It's not that." He chews his lip. Both legs are bouncing now. It feels colder in the office than it probably is. "Is this going to be enough?"
"Ah, I see."
The doctor leans back a little.
"It's entirely up to you and your spouse what is or isn't enough. The Better Me will have all of your memories and experiences, but will be tailored to exclude your temper. The new version will be slower to anger, and will have none of the memories of any of the outbursts that led you to this point. Whether or not that's enough for your relationship in the long run is ultimately up to you and...
Kiss."
"That's right."
"It sounds so simple. My life ends and Better Me's begins. The only difference is Kiss will be happier." Lynn frowns. "Maybe we both would."
"Things are just so complicated now, I guess."
Dr. Franklin smiles.
"Technology has a way of doing that. But there are advantages, too. Your wife loves everything about you, but your temper has gotten in the way of your relationship. Most couples have just one or two drawbacks to their spouse. An obstacle that, when removed, makes both parties so much happier. Better Me has helped a lot of relationships flourish."
"But it's not me. I don't get to see her be fully happy with me."
"Maybe not in this husk, but that's all this is."
She gestures from his head to his feet.
"The Better Me is still you, in every way that matters, without the temper."
Lynn lets out a shuddering breath. Tears form in his bottom eyelids.
I wish there was a way I could still live to see how the new me does, though. All I want is to make her happy."
"Legally, I can only let one of you walk out of here. You'll have to trust your Better Me to be up to the task."
Lynn folds his hands and looks to the floor. He'd talked it through with Kiss enough times that she gets frustrated when he brings it up now.
"It's not like the old days," she'd said. "We don't have to tough out our differences like our grandparents did."
"Did you ever do it? Get a Better Me?"
"I am a Better Me. It's what was right for my wife and I. The old me had issues. I don't know what those issues were, and they don't matter. I've been married 30 years, and each year I've only been happier than the last. It only took one Better Me for us. Not that I'm saying it's what will work for you in your marriage, but it did for me."
The way she smiles tells Lynn everything he needs to know about the truth of her statement. So why was he struggling with it? The decision had felt right every time he talked it out with Kiss, but sitting here in front of this Better Me, Lynn isn't so sure. It feels like someone else gets to spend the rest of their life with his wife, like he's giving it all away to the other Lynn in the other room. Am I just being selfish?
"Hey."
Dr. Franklin leans forward and puts a hand on his knee.
"No one is making you do this. If this isn't something you want, just say so. The option is always here. Sometimes it's easy to get caught up with conversations with your spouse that you forget to ask yourself what it is that you want. What do you want, Lynn?
To be happy. To give the best version of myself to my wife. To be all I can be for her. Deep inside himself, he knows he'll always struggle. The anger he's had since a child. The outbursts, shouting, broken glass, clenched fists. It's not what he wants for her. It's not what he wants for himself. And if he walks out of here without doing the procedure, what then? Kes can't cope with his anger. It's the elephant in the room, the trigger that turns every disagreement sour. She doesn't deserve that. He loves her too much.
Okay, he says. I want to do it.
Dr. Franklin smiles again, as if she always knew he'd make the right choice. As Lynn lies back on the table, the only thing he can think is how much better the new Lynn's life is going to be. Without the anger. Without him.
This has been Better Me by Eric Foamley. Thanks for tuning in to Manowaker Studios' Flash Fiction Podcast. Before you go, check out Manowaker Studios' online shop, where you can grab both physical and digital copies of our books and games. Our latest release is Dangerous to Go Alone 2, another anthology of gamer poetry. Don't miss it. Find it at payhip.com/manowaker or via the link in the notes.